best, should be the best.
Molasses is thick, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's molasses. All you know, where you top it up is thick.
Okay, all right. Now, what did it come in? That's what I was trying to. Did you make it, and what would you put it in when you made it, Tuff?
Well, we back there we had what's called old gallon syrup bucket, and we put it in that.
Okay.
And then had a gallon jugs. Well, you could put it in that, but most had a bucket where they could get them. And then did have a bucket, we had old gallon jugs, and we had four in that.
Would lard come in the same thing?
Well, we had lard put up in the old buckets and like that, yeah. Because most of all the lard back y'all put up in buckets, but now you can get it in paper cartons and all like that. But back y'all we had made it out of pure hog lard. Well, that pure hog lard, it was made from the fatness of the hog, and after you fatten the hog and kill it, then you cut all that fat out of that hog, and that part, the fat part, you cook it and make your lard.
Uh-huh.
And then pour it up in a big bucket of whatever you're going to put it in there. And you got the lard for all the weather.
Yeah.
That was called pure lard.
Yeah. Now, what do you call the type meat? Tell me about all the meat you'd get from the hog.
Well, you get what you call pork chops, and then you get the
meat between the shoulder and the ham. You call that the what?
What is it? I forget.
You know what the middling was, or?
Middling. That's right. The middling is where you cut that middling. That's between the ham and the shoulder, and you cut that minion, and that's where you make that good sliced bacon. And then, but that ham, that's where you make your ham. And then how that shoulder meat there, and it's good to boil, cook with. And those ribs and the minion, that's where you have your sliced bacon.
The side of the hog, what'd you call that?
Well, that's where you have your. That sliced bacon comes out on the side. Well, you call something else now.
Now, what would you call the salt or sugar cured meat you might boil with your greens?
Well, sugar cured meat is what you cure up and cure it with what you call a sugar degree, and that makes it don't make it come sweet, but it makes it don't defeat just like old salt bacon. And see, you go out and buy what they call sugar cured bacon in the store now, but it's not as salty as this old dry salt bacon.
Mm-hmm.
You take what you call dry salt bacon, it's just salt from start to finish, but this other is more normal. Well, that's called sugar cured.
I see. And you call that, you might boil that with your greens or something. What would you call that meat?
Well, whatever kind you want, if you want the what you call salt part to boil. They usually use that old, just old salt bacon to boil, just boil peas and beans.
Yeah.
And then the sugar cured, nice smoked bacon, when you use that most to fry, you see. But all the same time, someone cut some of that and boil with it too.
Now, if it had a lot of lean in it, or if it had a lot of fat in it, you'd say it was what?
Well, it had a lot of fat in it, they use that most of it. Well, the fat part that you can boil with it to season.
Okay.
You can use that instead of putting lard, you got a lot of fat meat. Well, if you boil a pot of greens, a bean, a pea, you would not put no lard in there, put a piece of that chunk of that fat pork in there, and you got your greens and fat.
Okay. What's the outside of the bacon called? The part you had to